It is another review show on the Anfield Wrap. Today we are doing Liverpool 4, Borussia Dortmund 3. I had to just think of the score then because it was such a fucking crazy game and crazy tie. But with me, Dan Morgan, I have got Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones and Sean Rogers. And by the way, it's the 4-3 from this day, a couple of days ago now, in 2016, Jürgen Klopp's first season. Last 16 of the Europa League that season. And Sean, I think when you look at it like that, it's important to reference the context, I think, first and foremost, in that Liverpool were by no means the Liverpool they are now. And Borussia Dortmund are considered by some people to be one of the top five clubs in world football at that point, in terms of the team that they had, in terms of the prospects that they had. And Liverpool were very much an unknown. So by the time that second leg comes, it seems that there's a big onus on Dortmund, or a big feeling in world football that Dortmund are going to turn up and do the business at Anfield.
Yeah, it's funny because the 16-17 season has kind of been evaporated from my memory. Do you know what I mean? I almost feel like it was the Europa League final, then Kiev, then Madrid, and because I'm still not completed this season. You know, it doesn't feel like April, does it, if you see what I mean, because of the way the season's gone and the lockdown and everything. Mm. I kind of think that Dortmund game is much more recent than it actually is, you know, when you look at it. So that sort of played a few mind tricks on me. And I think the thing is, though, that the performance at Dortmund, I think, gave us all a bit of hope. I think that's also the context to see this game in, because Aubameyang had done nothing away, had he, at all. Origi had shown he could get in behind him, and Origi was in a good run of form as well. And I think that prior to the tie, everyone was expecting Dortmund, I think, to probably go through. But I think taking a 1-1 back to Anfield was better than what most people had really hoped for, I think.
It's one of them games, Jonesy, where I was more worried about us being at home in the return leg than I was going to their place in many respects. Looking at them and remembering them, they were set up for the type of counter-attacking away performance that in many respects they got in the first half at Liverpool. Liverpool were never going to play dead. We're never going to sit back and not engage with a team, any team who came to Anfield. And for me, Dortmund just looked like they were cut out for scoring goals on the road.
Yeah, I agree. It was a pleasant surprise, wasn't it, the way Liverpool played over in Germany. I remember Klopp saying, pretty sure he said, the only team he didn't want was Dortmund. I think that was probably in a press conference before the draw had been made. The only team I didn't want was Dortmund. And he said, it's not because of all the circus that was going to go on. It was more that they're the best team in the competition. They're the favourites. And I think the general acceptance was that they should be in the Champions League. I think they dropped out of the Champions League in the group stage and dropped into the Europa League. Liverpool had done all right. If you remember, they'd done pretty well in the last round against United at home. They kept a clean sheet when I don't think anyone really thought they would. I think people thought that would be a sort of maybe something similar to what happened in the Dortmund game. I think they thought two pretty average teams will go at each other and there'll be goals. So maybe that lulled a few people into a bit of a sense of security that they had it, the capability of shutting out the side. But I never thought that. I thought going in, I thought they're going to have to score at least twice, probably more, to win the game. I thought both teams were going to score definitely in the game. And Swiss, when you look at it, I mean, obviously hindsight, you know, 4 years on, it tells you a lot of things that you probably didn't know at the time. But by God, you know, there was no chance they were keeping a clean sheet with that team out.
No, Neil, Thomas Tuchel says pretty much, we're here to attack and take risks. And, you know, even his actions that weekend prior, he rests Aubameyang, Roos and Mkhitaryan in the league, brings Kagawa back in. He's very much living out what he says, isn't he, in terms of what he's come to Anfield and doing, particularly when the game starts. You can see what he's planned to do in the first 20 minutes, half an hour of the game.